When the caravan started from Egypt, their father, who was in Canaan, said, "Certainly I feel the scent of Yusuf, even though you may think I am out of my mind." The people who heard him said, "By Allah, you are still suffering from your old illusion." But when the bearer of good news arrived, he cast a shirt of Yusuf over his face, and he regained his sight. Then he said, "Didn't I tell you that I know from Allah what you do not know?" They said, "Father, pray for the forgiveness of our sins. We have indeed done wrong." He replied, "Soon I will ask forgiveness for you from my Rabb. Surely he is the one who is the forgiving, the merciful." When they came to Yusuf, he asked his parents to lodge with himself and said, "Now enter the city. Allah willing, you will live here in peace." After entering the city, he raised his parents to the throne, and they all fell down in prostration before him. Yusuf said, "Oh, my father, this is the interpretation of my dream, which I dreamt long before. My Rabb has really made it come true. It was His grace that He took me out of the prison and brought you all here from the desert, even though Shaitan had stirred up strife between me and my brothers. Surely my Rabb is gracious to whom He wills. Surely He is the one who is the knowledgeable, the wise. O my Rabb, you have indeed given me sovereignty and taught me the interpretation of dreams. O the Creator of the heavens and the earth, you are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Make me die as a Muslim and admit me among the righteous." O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this story which we have revealed to you is a tale of the unseen, for you were not there with the brothers of Yusuf when they collectively conspired and schemed against him. Yet strive as you may, most men are not going to become believers, even though you do not demand any recompense for this information. This Quran is nothing but a reminder for all the worlds.